This programming sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester.
It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction and today changing the world. A pretty tall order for sure. I mean, how can we change the world when by all appearances it looks to be pretty out of control? I mean, look at the scourge of abortion, terrorism killing 50 Muslims just last week in New Zealand. Last year, more than 4,300 Christians were murdered for being Christian. So what can we do about something like that? Well, I'm a big believer that we may not be able to change the world by ourselves, but we can certainly change our little worlds first. And we do that through prayer and penance and working on changing ourselves. Here to help us with all of that and talk about a world in need of repentance, our spiritual director today, back with us once again, Monsignor Don Sawyer. Monsignor is the pastor and founder of Our Lady's Maronite Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Monsignor Don Sawyer, great to have you back on the program. Welcome.
Well, it's good to be back. Thank you.
And we'll open
Lent here. And
yeah, it's right in front of us, right on top of us for sure. But we're going to talk about a world in need of repentance today and about really changing ourselves. We'll invite you and our listening audience to join us here in just a moment and open up our phone lines. But Monsignor, get us started. We talk about a world in need of repentance, and I think we would all agree with that. But changing that, can we really have a hand in that?
Well, I think oftentimes, Chuck, that we priests preach, it's always about sin, and it's almost like we have a duty to change the world, and in that sense we do. But you know, it could start with us. But I think the Lent, and God is always calling. He's calling the world, everybody, to repent, turn back. We don't have to take that all on our own shoulders, but we begin, and like Jesus says, it's better to remove the plank in our own eye than trying to worry about others with their splinters. And of course, Jesus says it's better to light one candle in the darkness than to curse the darkness. So first, we complain about everything else, and we need to look at ourselves. But the world is, you know, being challenged by God. Turn back, and I think about everything that you mentioned, and wars and greed, and using people, trafficking people for our own sexual pleasures, you know, and injustice and discrimination, and it goes on and on. And the world is sick and needs to turn back to God. That's the problem. Our own society, our own nation, forgetting its roots. We've been blessed because we were always praying and looking to God as a nation. But when we want to say we don't need him, well, that's like your appliance say, I don't need electricity, or your car doesn't need gas. You're going to go for a little bit, but then you're going to, on your own self, you're not going to go far at all. And we're seeing the results of that, too. So, and we can't, I think it's easier for us to work with ourselves first. And I think we all need to speak up and try to change the world and pray. And I think we forget that. We could pray like the nuns, the monks that are cloistered. I mean, their effect on the world is praying to God on behalf of the world. So the power of prayer is powerful.
Yeah, we'll talk about that during the hour, too. If you're just joining us, Monsignor Don Sawyer is our spiritual director on The Inner Life today, and you are listening to The Inner Life coast to coast and around the world on relevantradio.com, on our Relevant Radio mobile app, and on your smart speaker, too, talking about changing, really, world sin, the world in need of repentance. But it really does all begin with us. And let's go ahead and open up our phone lines, inviting you and our listening audience to join us. Toll-free number, if you'd like to be on the program today, 888-914-9149. You can also email us, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But we talk about repentance. And what is your experience of that? And maybe more directly, when have you made some change in your life that impacted the life of others? We'd love to hear the story. And again, toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. And so, Monsignor, talk a little bit more, if you would, about the importance of changing ourselves first. I mean, we see so much that's wrong in the world, and we can certainly go through a whole list of evils and everything else, and maybe we can't change what's happening half a world away, whatever that might be. But we can certainly change ourselves and help us, especially during this Lenten journey, help us understand the importance of maybe a self-examination, but looking at ourselves and making some concrete change in our life first.
Well, Chuck, you and I know, and our listeners know, it's difficult at times for us to change. And first, we have to see it, and most of the time we're blind to our own shortcomings. And I see a lot of the social activism, social justice, is always that we're going to change it, and even advocating violence for it. And yet, we don't see our own selves. It's like we could sit in judgment and excoriate, put down everyone else that in society that doesn't do it our way, when we ourselves are blinded. Like, it's almost like we don't have imperfection, so we're sitting in judgment, and we need this, we need that. But it has to begin with each of us, and I think that's what our Lord is trying to say. And, you know, remove the plank in your own eye first before you worry about the splinter. And we begin changing the world beginning with ourselves. That's where change begins. And I guess I want to say that God is calling the world to change, but the world doesn't listen. And, of course, I think when you read Scripture, Jesus is talking about a distinction between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom that's here on the world. And that's when we pray the Lord's Prayer, may your will be done on earth as it already is in heaven. And that's the prayer we need to be praying. We try to change and prove ourselves, that we don't hurt other people, that we become closer to God doing His will. And that's what it kind of comes down to. His will or my will, His will or the world's will. And we can't be a friend with the world at the same time that we want the kingdom of God and Christ. You know, it's contradictory. So, conversion of heart.
Yeah, and then, Monsignor, can we make the point, and maybe it's a bit too simplistic, I tend to be too simplistic at times, but can we make the point, and even if it is simplistic, that if I become more patient, the world in some way becomes more patient. At least that little corner of my world, there's a bit more patience, and that can impact the world.
Yeah, and it does. I mean, our impact, you know, it's minute. But you think about honeybees and all the honeycombs you'll see if you open up a hive. But that begins with one little bee and taking what a minuscule piece of nectar from each flower, and all that adds up, you know. And the same thing, we could affect at least our world around us. We could help make it more peaceful. We could make it happier. We could affect people's lives, you know. Just recently in the parish, a couple of gentlemen want to help a lady, and she's in essence alone, and she's kind of frantic. She doesn't have a lot of resources. And she has trouble with her vehicle. And so they've found a mechanic that they know and use, and they got the information. So they're paying for it. It's not a huge sum, but it is for this lady. And she started crying. You know, she says, I was desperate in the morning, praying and thought I might have my ends and anxiety and stress. And then I get this call. You know, that changed her world, and that's fantastic. That's what we should be doing. Mm-hmm. With these reaching out to other people, showing that love, giving love. And love is a verb. It's not saying, oh, I just love your emotion. No, it's really concerned. And these men, they have businesses. They have their work but taking time that this lady is important. She is somebody. And I've told you before, the chunk of a man in the parish who used to tell me everybody wants to be somebody, and that's okay because in God's eyes, we are all somebodies.
Well, and to your point, that's such a good example for us, because when we take the time to be charitable, when we take the time to be generous, as in your story here, these gentlemen reaching out and helping this parishioner, then her world changed and the world changes.
That exactly. You know, I don't think God expects us to do the impossible, and he doesn't expect us all of single-handedly to change the world. That's nonsense. That's unrealistic. But we have so much power in our hands, I think we forget, that we could change people's lives individually. You know, not a world full of people, but this person here or that one over there, you know. We don't realize the power we have, and we can also have power to destroy people, you know, with our tongues and unkindness, and you know, but those acts of charity, you know, I hate to label it act of charity. We touch people and their soul to soul when we show them love and caring about them.
Monsignor Don Sawyer is our spiritual director, talking about repentance today and changing the world. And as you think about your journey of faith, when have you made some change in your life that impacted the life of someone else? Toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. We'll be right back.